This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, January 30th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, we'll hear about a pet adoption service in the St. Louis area. And a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana, but first, today's news. Charges will not be filed against University of Illinois students accused of threatening an American Indian student on a webpage devoted to the school's Chief Illiniwek mascot. University police investigating the threats had earlier this month asked the Champaign County State's Attorney's Office to evaluate the case. Yesterday, State's Attorney Julia Reitz announced that no charges would be filed. One posting included a statement that read, "I say we throw a tomahawk into her face," in reference to the American Indian student. Reitz says to merit criminal charges, such a threat would have to have been made directly to the student, via an email message to her, for instance, rather than in a forum that amounts to conversation. The students still could face disciplinary action from the U of I. The president of the Champaign School Board says she's stepping down after her term ends this spring due to health reasons. Margie Skirvin says she's changed her mind since taking out ballot petitions last fall with the intention of seeking a third term. She would not discuss details about her health, but she said health problems might prevent her from serving another full term. Skirvin said she would rather have her successor elected rather than appointed.
It really occurred to me that since, you know, I had issues, I didn't know if I could finish out this term. I'd much rather people go through the regular process and run for their seats and then be seated that way. I think this is a stronger way to build a board.
Skirvin was appointed Unit 4 School Board President last spring. She'll complete her second non-concurrent term on the board in April. She's supporting Nathaniel Banks in his re-election bid to the board, but says she doesn't know if she'll be making any other endorsements. Skirvin's announcement that she's stepping down from the Champaign School Board comes just a few days after Urbana School Board President Joyce Hudson also announced that she was not running for re-election. A civil service hearing got underway in Springfield Monday. The case involves two former State of Illinois personnel managers who were fired for allegedly rigging jobs. Sean Crawford reports.
The Blagojevich administration fired Don DeFrades and Michael Casey last year after an internal investigation determined they broke hiring rules to help certain people get jobs. But their attorney, Carl Draper, says the pair were getting pressure from the governor's office to hire specific applicants. Draper says emails will be introduced this week to prove that point. DeFrades and Casey want their jobs back, and Draper says he's confident his clients will prevail.
We're anticipating showing that there is no evidence to support any wrongdoing here.
But an attorney for the administration, Joe Gagliardo, downplays the governor's office or others asking about specific applicants. He says the issue is DeFrades and Casey failed to carry out their responsibilities.
Referrals are fine as long as everybody's treated equally, because there would be a problem here whether it was a next-door neighbor that sent the referral, a politician, a friend, whomever. There should just be one system for everybody. That's really the heart of the case.
The first day of the hearing involved an employee who previously worked under DeFrades. Mark Longmire testified applications DeFrades handled were placed ahead of others in the system. The hearing could continue for a week or longer. I'm Sean Crawford.
President Bush is scheduled to visit a Caterpillar plant in East Peoria today to promote his economic policies. A spokesman says Bush will tout Peoria-based Caterpillar as an example of how his administration's trade agreements and tax breaks can boost global sales and create jobs for U.S. workers. Some experts say the president is taking too much credit for a global sales surge that helped Caterpillar post record earnings for three straight years and bring 5,000 new jobs to the U.S. They say Caterpillar should get the credit for taking advantage of strong worldwide demand for its construction and mining equipment. Staff at the Champaign County YMCA say its original plans for building a new facility and upgrading its current one proved too costly. The Y yesterday announced plans to close its home of more than 60 years and build a new facility in southwest Champaign. Land for the site is being donated by Carle Foundation Hospital, which also plans to have a presence there. The Y plans to break ground on its new facility later this year. YMCA officials say the result will be a joint venture, providing health and fitness in the same location. David Hood is overseeing the capital campaign to build the new facility. He says leaving the McKinley Family Center on Church Street was not an easy decision.
Many people thought, drop this like a rock, we should not put another dollar into this facility. And we had people that were just as strong saying we should put no money but here. And so having that divided really didn't give us the power to go forward financially in any one direction. So we've been in neutral for a long time, and this is our opportunity to break out and get things done.
The facility at the corner of Staley and Windsor Roads should be completed in about 18 months and run about $14 million. Once it's open, the Church Street location will be sold. Hood says they've already heard from interested parties. The Y has been located in the McKinley Center since 1938. Staff says it was built in the late 1800s. The Y's Family Center on Country Fair Drive, which the YMCA leases, will also be closing once the new facility opens. Urbana's Carl Foundation Hospital is confident the state will let it build a new 36-bed hospital for rehabilitation patients. The facility is slated to open by mid-2009 at Bloomington Road and Mattis Avenue, as long as the Illinois Health Facilities Planning Board gives its okay. Carl hopes to present its case to the panel in May or June. The hospital filed Monday for a certificate of need from the state. Carl Vice President Lynn Barnes says the area needs a hospital that concentrates on helping people recover from head trauma, stroke, or orthopedic injuries.
We really think that not only will our staff have the greater expertise, but we'll also be able to have facilities and equipment that will kind of set the tone and help people to gain as much independence as possible before they leave our doors.
Barnes says Carl has 15 rehabilitation beds at its main hospital, but they're in high demand, and Carl can't offer the kind of specialized service a rehab hospital could offer. Indiana's Senate began its session Monday with a prayer for the first time since a federal judge barred sectarian House invocations as part of legislative business. The Senate has been observing a moment of silence to start each session since November 2005, when the judge ruled that official House prayers mentioning Jesus Christ amount to state endorsement of a religion. That case is now on appeal before the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago. The new Senate President Pro Tem David Long says his members felt it was important to go back to an oral prayer. The prayer does not mention Jesus Christ. ACLU of Indiana attorney Ken Falk has said he does not object to non-sectarian prayers and those that comply with the court ruling. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bossert. Randy Grimm gained some notoriety in St. Louis a few years ago when he adopted and wrote a book about Quentin, the only dog to ever survive the gas chamber at the St. Louis Pound. Randy also founded Stray Rescue, a no-kill shelter which finds homes for some of the city's last-chance dogs. A new program called Rent a Pet has boosted adoptions rates and allowed Randy to bring even more dogs off the street and into homes. Adam Ellington has more.
It's called Rent a Pet, but it's not really renting. More like rent to own. And the dogs, well, they aren't your garden variety collies, spaniels, or labs. These are dogs even the pound won't keep.
You know, I always say one of our adoptions is like 50 adoptions at any other shelter.
That's Randy Grimm. He conceived the Rent-A-Pet program.
Just in this room that we're in right now, we got a one-legged dog, a one-eyed dog, a dog with cancer, and two dogs that are wild.
Caring for street dogs is a challenge in itself, let alone finding homes for them. Most need medical care and resocialization before they're fit to be adopted. Along with that, Grimm says most pounds have a nasty stigma, the upshot of which means fewer adoptions. That's where Rent-A-Pet comes in.
I thought Rent-A-Pet would help with adoptions by giving them a program where they don't feel that they have to walk into a shelter environment and pick out the perfect dog, or not pick out any because they can't handle it, and cry and leave. And that's what it used to be like.
Under the program, adoption rates have jumped by 30%. Grimm says one of the keys to Rent-A-Pet's success is that it encourages people to take dogs on a trial basis, even for a couple days. They provide the dog, food, and a leash, all free. Judy King rented Stucky, a shy feral dog with deformed hind legs.
We get there, and I'm expecting to see this yellow lab mixed dog. And here's this obvious pit bull. And I'm not against pit bulls, but they can be aggressive dogs. So I see this poor dog. He's got scars all over his head, his ears, his hind legs, One of them's real twisted, and I cannot get in within 20 feet of them. And I'm thinking, oh, my God.
So why would someone actually want a broken-down feral dog? Well, according to Judy, it's not the dogs that are broken. It's the culture of disposal that neglects them. Even though she was skeptical at first, Judy now says adopting Stucky was probably the best thing she's ever done. The first step for most prospective adopters is looking at pictures on the shelter's website.
If they see a dog they like, they can bring him home for a couple of days, see how it works in their homes.
Marianne Younger is the shelter manager at Stray Rescue. One of her jobs is reviewing online applications for people interested in adopting or renting. This application came in while I was speaking with her and Randy.
They have a 6-foot fenced-in yard. They have a 3-year-old male boxer, loves everyone he meets, and just wants to play all the time. So that definitely would not work for Alma.
But it would for Steffi.
Steffi, Brock.
Chief.
Chief loves other dogs as long as they're bigger than
him. Yeah. What about kids?
Randy Grimm won't tell me how many dogs he has. St. Louis has an ordinance that limits residents to no more than 4 animals. Grimm says dogs make sense to him. People are a different story.
Do people ever accuse you of caring more about dogs than about people?
Sure. I probably do to a certain degree. I mean, I'd be lying if I said I didn't. So there's good people out there, don't get me wrong. But if you said to me, Randy, you're going to die tomorrow and you can go to people heaven or dog heaven, I'm going to dog heaven. I don't want to be with the people.
There are over 100 dogs up for adoption on the Rent-A-Pet website. Stray Rescue's newest option is a program that matches older dogs with senior citizens. I'm Adam Allington.
And the forecast for East Central Illinois, partly sunny skies, windy and colder, a few flurries today. The high near 20. We'll have northwesterly winds at 12 to 24 miles per hour with gusts up to 30. Partly cloudy tonight, very cold, the low 8 degrees. Winds from the southwest at 6 to 12 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, the high 28 degrees, with southwesterly winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, January 30th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, Agricultural Programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.